Zach Walters. He'll bat left-handed. Rockets one. Deep right field. It is gone. Zach Walters. He has hit 10 home runs in the major leagues this year between Cleveland and Washington. Seven of those 10 have come as an Indian. Boy, that was a line shot that didn't get very high off the ground, but it got out of here in a hurry to right field. And Indians fans are saying, where were these home runs October 2nd of a year ago when Alex Cobb was able to work out of trouble time and again in the early innings in Tampa Bay's wild card playoff win?
There you've got the Indians, one of the home runs from yesterday. David Murphy also homering, and Carlos Santana had a two-run single. The Tribe capped their season with a 7-2 win over Tampa Bay. So recap the season this morning, got Bob DiBiase of the Indians. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for joining us here. Appreciate it.
Yes, good morning, boys. How are we doing today?
Well, we're doing okay. We finished, 85-77 on the season.
Yes, we did, and, there's two ways to look at it. You look at the general view of our season, and, if you go about it in a pass-fail kind of manner, very general look, you'd say it was disappointing and maybe a failure because we didn't get to the postseason, despite the fact we had a winning season, our second winning season in a row. We really felt we had a team that could get to the postseason. So, we just weren't able to achieve that. And the other way to look at it is if you look at it from under a microscope and really look at individual players and individual aspects of our baseball team, there's some wonderful storylines that came out of this baseball season. First and foremost, Corey Kluber, who will be in the discussion of the Cy Young Award, and there's many that believe he will win that award. Just an incredible season from Corey. Etched his name alongside the greats, Bob Feller, Sam McDowell, Lenny Barker in terms of strikeouts in the American League. And you look at Michael Brantley and what he was able to accomplish this year, being the first Cleveland Indian. We've been around since 1901. He's the first to fashion a season with the 20 steals and 40 doubles and 20 homers, hitting over 320 and getting 200 hits. Yan Gomes, becoming one of the premier catchers in all of baseball. Our closer, Cody Allen, doing the things that he did. So some wonderful individual storylines, but as a team, we're sitting there a little disappointed as we'd like to keep playing.
Bob, what was your favorite surprise of the season?
Well, maybe Carlos Carrasco could have been. As he started out in the starting rotation and just was unfortunately horrible right out of the gate for us. So they put him in the bullpen and had a strategy as how to get him going because they loved his ability, his strong arm, ability to throw in the high 90s and have a couple other pitches to go along with it, just trying to get him to understand he had to be low in the strike zone and command that fastball. The work they put in and the young man himself, all the video work, all the bullpen work that he put in, I think that would have been one of the great moments of the season as he, over his last 10 starts, had an ERA under 2 that just, he was dominating. It makes you feel real good about, where we're headed with our young pitching.
Time for the players to head home. What happens with the front office and the rest of the staff during the offseason?
Well, this is the time that we finalize our business plans. We've been in discussion about what we want to try to do for 2015 from a ballpark entertainment aspect, promotional calendars, business strategies, how we go about putting a plan in place to grow our season ticket base, connect with groups. And so we put our business plans and our budgets together. That's first and foremost on the list. This year, we will begin the demolition and renovation of our right field at Progressive Field, which I think will start in about 30 minutes. So those are the key elements of what transpires for us. From a baseball perspective, Chris Antonetti, his assistant Mike Chernoff, Terry Francona, the coaching staff, our major league scouts, our minor league personnel will be in Goodyear, Arizona, starting tomorrow for the rest of the week to go over all 200 athletes that we have. It's time for them to do a critical review of our organization from a baseball perspective as well.
So, Bob, do the hard hats have the Wahoo, or does it have the black C on it?
I would think they have the black C on it.
I'm looking at the 2015 schedule, which was already released a little bit back. The times and all that are still sort of be determined. What, do we open up with the Tigers at home, right?
At home, yeah. We open up, so it's what? Nobody's counting, but I think it's 192 days till opening day, Friday, April 10th. We will start the season in Houston on the road for three. Then we'll open up with the Tigers and White Sox. And interleague play will be interesting. We've got St. Louis, Cincinnati coming to town. We'll have, let's see as I look at the schedule. The Cubs. Will come to town as well. So where the National League Central Division is the interleague partner for the 2015 schedule.
And as you're getting ready for the new season on there, the postseason is still underway. The Central being represented by the Royals and the. And the Tigers.
And the Tigers, yeah. 2 years in a row, the American League Central has two teams in the postseason, as does, this year, what, the AL East only has the one, so it's right. Oakland and L.A. So this year, the AL West and it's the AL Central that have two going at it. So, again, you've heard people in the past talk about how the American League Central division isn't all that hot. Well, last 2 years, two of the five teams that have been in the postseason have come from the American League Central Division. So I think our division is pretty tough. It's going to be interesting to see Oakland and Kansas City playing that one-game wild card tomorrow. And Pittsburgh's in it against the San Francisco Giants on Wednesday. And we know all too well, the intensity of that one-game playoff.
Yeah. What are those Yankee and Red Sox fans going to do for October here? I guess not a whole lot.
The Yankee fans won't have Derek Jeter to keep their focus on as they, don't make the playoffs for 2 years in a row with a $200 million payroll. And but I do have to say I was watching on Thursday night when Derek Jeter had his final home game at Yankee Stadium, and it was goosebump stuff big time when he got the game-winning hit in his final at-bat at Yankee Stadium. That was pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, well, that's what baseball always, as you know, it's unscripted, and sometimes things play off in sort of a storybook fashion, no doubt, throughout the baseball season, that's for sure.
Well, yes, especially with no clock. We play all 27 outs, and that's what happens when the story will unfold until you get the final out.
Yep. Well, busy offseason for the Tribe, not only on the field but at the field, and things are going to shape up for the fans come opening day in April. Bob, we've enjoyed our time with you throughout the season. We'll talk to you again back probably when February rolls around a little bit.
Sounds great. If any huge news pops up, I'm sure we'll talk. But I do want to thank you two for really inviting me in. On a weekly basis, all year long, it was a lot of fun.
Thanks very much, Bob. Have a good fall and winter. Appreciate it.
Thank you, boys. You too.